This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with some technical difficulties on this piece of crap HP computer. This is 7-5 Radio, red hot and rolling this 4th of January 2025, the very first show of 2025. As usual, let's go around and say hello to all of our family members. Walter, how are we doing tonight, my friend?
Doing very well. How are you, bud?
I'm doing outstanding. Mike, how are we doing tonight?
Doing great, sir. Glad to be here.
Outstanding. And we also have our other family member on the phone, Charlie LaDuff. Charlie, how are we doing, sir?
I'm good. Do we start ripping you now, or do we wait for the introductions?
Oh, no. Well, Happy New Year to you too, sir.
You too, my brother.
Anyways, we want to say hello to all our special listeners, including Little Billy Keebler and the men and alleged woman of the Onondaga's New York Fire Department, also known as the Cellar Savers. Also, we want to say hello to all of our special listeners in the city of New York, New York's finest, New York's bravest, New York's boldest, and now I found out that also New York's strongest also listens to us, as well as members of, those on Long Island, especially in the 2nd Congressional District. As always, we want to remember members of the law enforcement community who were murdered in line of duty. Tonight, remember Correction Officer Andrew Lansing of the Ohio Department of Corrections. End of watch, December 25th, 2024. He was working a yard by himself. That inmate is fortunately in maximum security, but still breathing. Anyways, we want to start off, talk about the year that was 7-5 Radio. We did a lot of stuff for 7-5 Radio with 7-5 Radio. And also, I realized that members of the family, including Walter, Mike, and Charlie, are jealous of me. So anyways, without any further ado, I want to go over the top 10 accomplishments of 7-5 Radio. Then talk about the various degrees of jealousy. Well, I know Radio got tongue tied. Anyways, let's start off. Something funny, Mr. LaDuff?
Yeah, your tongue tied is making me laugh. I can't wait. Go ahead, start doing the list. Hey, Mike. Hey, Walt. I'm glad you're feeling better, brother. Happy New Year, man.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you, LaDuff. How are you doing?
Not bad, man. I'm not going to complain. New Year. New stuff to do, right?
Wouldn't listen to you anyway.
Happy New Year, Charlie.
Happy New Year. Is that Mike?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Hey, man, we got stuff to talk about. We'll do it off air, but, oh, man. The lies upon lies upon lies. We never did get to the bottom of those crime stats.
Right.
No. It's bad.
But anyways, we could talk about that while we're talking about ourselves, because again, 2024 was another banner year for 7-5 Radio. I couldn't be happier with the people I do call family: Walter, Mike, Danella, Heather, Gary Byrne, and yes, you too, Mr. LaDuff. Anyways, let's get started. First off, Heather joins 7-5 Radio alumni Andrew Giuliani on a show on Real America's Voice. It was a one-shot deal, one and done. And I'm watching this, and it was 7-5 Radio on television. As usual, Heather and Andrew just knocked out of the park, and not only did we have 7-5 Radio personnel, 7-5 Radio alumni on the stage, but we also had 7-5 Radio fans in the audience. Anyways, the biggest disappointment about this is a one-and-done deal. It should be a weekly segment on Real America's Voice because, frankly, it was honest, and secondly, it was just funny and entertaining as hell. Mike, what say you about Heather and Andrew on Real America Voice?
I agree with you, man. That was excellent. That was a great program. That should have been a reoccurring thing because it really was great. It would have done really well if they had kept it going.
Right. And Mike, tell me, in your honesty, was that 7-5 Radio or not? Because, I mean, I was watching, it's like, that's us.
Yeah, no, 100% it is. It's raw, it's straightforward, it's funny, and it's to the point. It was absolutely everything the show is.
Right. So, anyways, just kudos for Heather and Andrew doing a bang-up job. Anyways, number 9. I can't believe this made number 9. The Pool Party Review with Bree Crenshaw, August 10th, 2024. Ms. Crenshaw joined 7-5 Radio to recap the Pretty Picks pool party. And then Mike asked Bree if I did, in fact, wear a sequin G-string at this event. Then I pressed Bree as to why our buddy Ed Huebner was not allowed to sing God Bless the USA. Walter, that was a hell of a show for not only because you guys were jealous of me again, but Mike also knocked out of the park concerning Governor Tim Walz. And you made fun of me saying I was trying to pick up chicks in nursing homes.
Good time. We only speak facts on this show. We only speak facts.
That's right. Well, both statements were true. About Tim Walz and about Pete.
And speaking of facts, Charlie did say that he's only spitting facts when I was saying that, making a joke about one of our other family members. But anyways, in fact, tonight I am at Bree Crenshaw's house right now for the Chinese New Year's party. Unfortunately, my HP computer is a piece of crap, and I'm missing the fun to do 7-5 Radio with the family. Anyways, number 8.
Wait a minute, Mike, man. You showed up to a guy's party with a computer?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I'm doing it because last week I was up at my folks' house and I couldn't do the show. I was seeing mom and dad. So I had the Dirt Road podcast featuring Mike and his co-host Rick handle 7-5 Radio, which they did a bang up job. But yeah, I'm at a New Year's party right now, having a good time, and I'm doing 7-5 Radio.
I mean, where are you at? Like, you in the guest toilet? What's going on here? This is very unusual.
No, I'm doing it from one of the bedrooms.
But who's in there with you?
Wouldn't you like to know? But announcement. No. I said, hey, everybody, I'm doing the 7-5 Radio. I will be doing it without wearing pants, gentlemen. So anyways. anyways.
It's that sequin G-string again, isn't it?
That's a couple segments down the road. Anyways, number 8, Mike Rickbrand joins 7-5 Radio, and we promote the hell out of Danella Rodriguez's appearance at New York's Fashion Week, February 24th, 2024. Danella was in New York for Fashion Week, which had absolutely nothing to do with 7-5 Radio. And then on that same show, we did a shotgun job offer where we offered Mike a job on 7-5 Radio, and he had no clue about it, and unfortunately for him, he said yes. Hey, you know, that's your problem, not ours. But anyways, we promoted the hell out of Danella at New York Fashion Week and barely mentioned Mike. Mike, what say you about having to join 7-5 Radio, and then we talk about somebody else who had nothing to do with us?
I love it, man. I love being part of the family and part of the show. I think it's awesome, and Danella kicks butt, so I had no problem at all with making her the highlight of it all. She really should be. She's amazing.
Right. But anyways, Walt, what say you about giving Mike a job offer on 7-5 Radio? Was it a good choice?
Well, yeah. Yeah, it was a good choice to choose Mike, but I don't know if it was a good choice for him to choose us. Mike has carried his weight. Mike has carried his weight, you know, more than we ever could have hoped for. So he's always there to follow up, do his homework, and he does a bang up job. And as far as Danella kicking ass, she can come over to Tennessee and kick my ass anytime she wants.
Come on. Anyways. Yeah.
What's up?
Somebody else has to use the bathroom, right?
Somebody got to use the toilet. Right, yeah, yeah. Somebody needs to do a line. Hey, yeah.
All right, let me.
Are you in the bathroom with the tampons on the wall?
No, I'm not. The men's stuff.
are you in a Walt's bathroom?
No. Anyway, Jesus Christ. Anyway, we come back. We'll continue this. You know, this is the best of 2024, and look what we got going. Anyway, stay tuned, everybody. We got more 75 Radio coming back.
Bypass the mainstream narrative with Liberty News Radio at libertynewsradio.com. Engage with charismatic hosts live or on demand. We cover the crucial news focused on God, family, and country. News that other networks simply refuse to use. Think of LNR's hard-hitting news and podcasts at your fingertips anytime, anywhere. Join us at libertynewsradio.com. Empower your day with the truth, because the truth will set you free. libertynewsradio.com.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting done staring at Tanilla's Instagram account. Here's more 75 Radio.
And we are back. 75 Radio, red hot and rolling with Scoop Stanton, Walter Yerke, Mike Reichbrandt, and Charlie LaDuff. We are going over the events that was 75 Radio, and we're just getting warmed up. And I wanted to do the top 10 accomplishments for the 75 Radio family. And then the top 10 issues that Walt, Mike, and Charlie have with me, because they are jealous.
Hey, anyway. Yo. Hey, somebody's in here, man. Excuse me. Hold on a second. Sorry, bro. I'm at a Chinese New Year party.
Charlie, did you wash your hands?
Hell no, dude. You know how much water cost?
Yep. All right, number seven. Danella makes Talkers Magazine once again, October 24th, 2024. The world's first and only spokesmodel in radio stuck it out with us for God only knows what reason and made it to Talkers Magazine again. And why not? Because Danella is not only absolutely stunning, but she has a hell of a personality and puts up with us. And that particular show, the 26th of October, Charlie, you came on to wish her a happy anniversary. She was at a party to say hi real quick, and Walter was watching the World Series. Mike, I'll throw it to you first. What do you think about Danelle sticking with us for a full year and then some?
I'm sure she's obviously got some grit. You know, she can put up with this lot for that long, but she's awesome, and I love the fact that she stuck around so long, and she's got an excellent sense of humor, especially considering she takes you any kind of seriously.
Nice. Walt, what say you about our spokesmodel?
Well, you know, I give kudos to her for bringing you into the 21st century, you know, giving you some modern clothes and, you know, getting you out of those, you know, 1940s throwaways and a haircut and a shave. So I give her kudos straightening you out.
Charlie, what say you about our spokesmodel that you almost chased away last year?
I don't know what to say, man. All I know is what you're saying. So far, we've gone through. We're at number 7 now. 10, 9, 8, 7. Danelle's made 2 of the top 4 here. We're talking about shaves, haircuts, clothes. What's going on, Scoop? You want to break some news here? What's going on over there, bro?
I may break some news. I mean, listen. We got me, you, Walter,
hold on. It's a new year. Calm down. Speak from the heart, brother.
Okay.
Speak from the heart.
Okay, we got the four of us. We got Gary Byrne, who's a part of the family. We also have Heather Powers McBride. She's the one that made Parker Magazine, not us. So
Deflecting.
All right, moving right along. Number 6. Mike Regbrandt goes on Governor Tim Walz, our August 10th, 2024 show. With the news on Minnesota Governor Tim Walz of stolen valor came out, Iraq war veteran Mike Regbrandt made an observation that Governor Walz's action is stolen valor like no one else in conservative media. And personally, I think this segment was probably one of the best Mike's ever done and one of the best in 75 radio history. Mike, I'll turn it to you. Where'd you come up with the commentary on Governor Walz?
Just based off of what he said and reporting about him that he never refuted. So in politics, if you don't refute it, it's because it's true, and they just let it die that way because they know if they acknowledge it in any way, it stays alive. So they just ignore it and let it die. So the whole him going to the hospital and having his stomach pumped for horse, you know, sperm was true because there was an article in the paper about it, and he never refuted it. And then there was a video of him actually claiming him, you know, having fought in combat, carrying weapons of war in war, which that man was never even within 1,000 miles of a shot fired in anger. You know, he was never near it, never even tried to. When he had the one chance to do it, and he should have been there to lead his men, the coward turned tail and ran. So he's a complete disgrace, complete and utter disgrace. He should never be allowed anywhere near any freaking power of any kind whatsoever. And horses should get restraining orders for him as well.
Well, you were on the show that night. What say you? What were you thinking when you were listening to Mike go off about Governor Walz?
You know, it's Tim Walz was just material for fodder. He just gave us and Mike especially a whole show to do.
Oh, yeah.
On his stupidity, on his antics, on his idiot, being friends with Judas. He misspoke about being in Tiananmen Square. He was like 4 months late, he said. But I misspoke. You know, Mike took care of that guy, and I think Mike was partially responsible for this moron losing the vice presidency along with his bimbo friend, what's her name?
UPS driver.
We haven't seen her in about a month.
She's the other guzzler in that equation.
Right. She's probably with James Edwards guzzling a box of wine. Anyways.
I don't know. Maybe she's at a Chinese New Year party in D.C. in the bathroom.
Maybe she is. Anyways, moving right along, number 5.
Dude, why don't you open that bedroom door and just scream out Kamala? See if she's there.
Her mouth is full. She can't respond.
let me jump in on that. Let me jump in on that. Walz, Harry Walz there. I'm proud of America. You know, I'm a Midwest guy. We're military people. I was in Iraq the whole nine. Long and short, you abandoned your guys to run for Congress, period. Not our values. I'm surprised this election was even close. There was no choice. So there's a lot of work to do. And instead of screaming at people and calling them fools, hopefully their eyes open up and we can get things done because we got sold out. And the wise people know that.
100%.
Right. Right. Anyways, number five. Oh, boy. All right. Danella Ann, yours truly, a 10. Glitz and
okay,
glamour.
Number three. Hold on a second, dude. I'm just making notes. That's 3 out of 5. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. The 7-5 Radio spokesman, yours truly, a 10. The Glitz and Glamour DC fundraiser. Not knowing that the other one was attending, this was November 22nd, 2024, I was able to attend as a member of the media, and I had no clue that Danella was going to be there. I mean, why not? She is a model. So, anyways, I was appointed the official photographer for the 7-5 Radio spokesmodel. I did a great job. And then, unfortunately for Danella, she wanted me to dance with her, which I actually stunk up the joint. I look like Gene Simmons wearing his Kiss boots dancing next to her. But she looked like $1 million. I look like myself. But anyways, anybody want to take a shot at this, or can I keep on moving?
Well, I'll take a shot. Thing about Gene Simmons is he sleeps with good-looking women like Danella, and you sleep with guys that look like you.
Okay.
I just took a shot. I don't.
All right. Anybody else? Does anybody have anything intelligent to say or complimentary? Because let me ask you this: other than Charlie, did anybody take a look at the photos of Danella?
Not as many times as you have.
May I continue, or are you guys still?
You asked.
All right, number 4. Number 4, CPAC 2024. This occurred in late February of 2024.
Was Danella there?
What?
No. Was Danella there? Sorry.
No. But listen, she's there at, you know, major events. You guys aren't. So, anyways, you know, after you guys put up a top 10 list of us for 7-5 Radio.
Oh, boy, if I put together a top 10 list, boy.
So far, anyways, I agree with the whole thing.
No, if Walter made a list, it'd be still about me. But anyways, back to CPAC. Number 4, CPAC 2024. Here, the entire Liberty News Radio family was involved as Sam Bushman interviewed the incoming press secretary, Caroline Leavitt. I also made two new friends that knew Mike, Dan Lewis, Diane Lewis, and Brenda Alvarez, who let me do their the 7-5 Radio in the hotel room. I also met some other people I didn't know were conservatives, and just had a great, great time. The show we did at CPAC was just off the chain, but everybody was involved. And then I posted on Facebook, we hit a grand slam, we won the World Series, and Mr. Yerkew just puts on Facebook, WTF. Walt, what say you about WTF, about interviewing Caroline Leavitt?
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. you know, she was bound to have good things come, you know, her way after being on 7-5 Radio. Most people that we interview on 7-5 Radio usually go on to bigger and better things. And power to her. Wonderful lady, wonderful girl. She's very smart, very articulate, and she's going to prove to do very well. Standing behind that podium, talking to the press corps.
Anyways, with that being said, coming up, we got the top 3 events of 2024 with 7-5 Radio. And then things that made Walt and Mike and Charlie jealous of me. Stay tuned, everybody. We're just getting warmed up.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Snow, freezing rain, and bitter cold in much of the Midwest.
The National Weather Service says a major winter storm is forecast to produce heavy snow and significant ice starting in the Central Plains and moving east. Lead forecaster Bob Orovec says winter is back.
A lot of cold air in place across the country. It's really setting up the potential for a pretty, very impactful storm anywhere from the plains into the lower Missouri Valley, Mississippi Valley, Ohio Valley, and eventually into the East United States over the next several days.
He says 6 to 12 inches of snow forecast to stretch anywhere from Kansas to D.C., Baltimore as temperatures drop. I'm Julie Walker.
Russia appointed officials in Moscow-occupied Crimea, announcing a regional emergency that after oil was detected on the coast of Sevastopol. The city is the largest in the Crimean Peninsula. Fuel oil spilled out of two storm-stricken tankers nearly 3 weeks ago in the Kerch Strait, close to eastern Crimea. Also, at townhall.com, a lawmaker says the New Year's Day attacks in New Orleans resulted from weak national security policies from the Biden team.
Following months of warnings about a resurgent terrorism threat, an Army veteran inspired by ISIS slammed a pickup truck into crowd celebrating New Year's in New Orleans. Republican Congressman Derek Van Orten of Wisconsin tells the Salem Radio Network he wasn't surprised.
Are they linked? I'm not sure. Could they be linked? Absolutely. Was the first one designed to be a signal to President Trump? Potentially. Was the second one? Absolutely.
The former Navy SEAL said this attack and the Cybertruck explosion in Las Vegas on the same day represent a long-standing concern about threats from homegrown extremists who radicalize on their own before committing mass violence in the name of foreign groups. Bernie Bennett reporting.
And more on these stories at townhall.com.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Mr. President,
Senator from Kentucky.
Reserving the right to object, I lived for 4 months in Asheville, worked at the VA hospital, still have fond feelings for Western North Carolina. But the thing is the reason why we won't do this in a responsible way is because the Senate voted to send all your money to Ukraine. I mean, they voted to send $200 billion to Ukraine. I've been all over the mountains of Appalachia when I ask people, would you rather that your senators take care of you here in Asheville or here in Pikeville, here in Appalachia? Would you rather them send your money to Ukraine? I don't get anybody wanting to send a penny to Ukraine. Look, you can have all kinds of sympathy in the world for Ukraine, a hostility towards Russia being the aggressor nation, but we don't have the money. We're $2 trillion in the hole. Interest this year is going to be $1 trillion. And as far as passing this, I'm willing to let it pass today. He's going to object to passing his own bill today simply because it gets paid for. I'm willing to let the bill pass, but take some of the fluff and boondoggle subsidies from the Green New Deal and put it into here. The money's sitting here. We put it into here for disasters. We help Asheville today.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at CSPOA.org. That's CSPOA.org.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Scoop Stanton is back on the phone because his HP computer is a piece of crap. I am here with Walter Yerke, Mike Reichbrandt, and Charlie LaDuff going over the top 10 events that was 7-5 Radio. We got three to go. Number three.
Hey, can I jump in, bro? Real quick. Right ahead, for Charlie. The sponsor, that's 1-800-4-RELIEF. So the Vivek Ramaswamy just got off the phone with me. I just want to let all my American brothers and sisters know that if you call that number, 1-800-4-RELIEF is spelled R-E-L-I-E-F. And because you can't spell relief, somehow you're less than, and we need to import a whole bunch of son of a bitches. It's nonsense, but go ahead. I hope the sponsor will be happy with that.
I'm sure they will. Anyways, number three, the entire 7-5 Radio family rallies around Walter in spring of 2024. Walter, you became severely ill in the springtime. We didn't know if you were going to make it or not, so I made sure everybody in the family contacted you, and you did make it. You did recover, and you're still breaking necks. What say you about being contacted by the family?
Oh, you know, it was fantastic to see and hear the guys' remarks and well wishes on my recovery while I was sick. So I appreciated that very, very, very much. It can't get much better than that.
Right. Well, you know, like I say before, like I say all the time, we are a family. Anyways, moving right along. Number two, Gary Byrne appears on the No BS News, the Political Cesspool, and 7-5 Radio, July of 2014. With the attempted assassination of Donald Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania, there was only one person who we thought about to comment on this, our brother, Gary Byrne, who is also a member of the family. And Charlie, I pitched Gary to you, which you did book, and as usual, you knocked it out of the park. And then that Saturday, Gary came on the Political Cesspool and came on 7-5 Radio, talking about the same subject, but two totally different interviews. Charlie, I'll give it to you. What say you about interviewing Gary?
What do you mean?
Well, did you like him? Was a good
Dude,
interview.
The guy's out. Yeah, well, there you go. I mean, did I like him? Yeah, the guy's outstanding. One, and when you're in the business, you need an expert. The guy's an expert. Two, the guy's plain spoken. My audience loves to hear that. Three, he's just kind of a warm individual. So I would, you know, I. You know, when you arrange these shows, you try to figure out how can I have him on outside of his expertise range. You know what I mean? He's that kind of guy. But again, it was one of the biggest shows of the year on the No BS News Hour because that was red hot. The guy walked everybody through it, wasn't ridiculous, expert subject matter guy, and I'm very impressed with that guy, and I want to thank you for, you know, hooking me up with a guy, because I wouldn't have found him on my own, and that's what your show is about. You actually have some deep roots and connections out there.
Well, I got two words for you, Charlie. You're welcome, and it was my pleasure. Like I said before, Gary is also part of this group of people who I call family, who's very jealous of me. Well, what say you about Gary coming on three shows in a week?
Well, you know, like Charlie said, Gary's got a, you know, an aura about him. You know, he's a very smart man. He's been around. He has inside information and stories. I'm sure this guy could write a freaking novel that beats all novels on what he's seen, what he's experienced, and what he knows. So he's... you know, he's always a good asset to have on the show. Always.
All right. But, Mike, any comments before we go to number one?
Gary's amazing, man. And Charlie's absolutely right. The guy's a subject matter expert. He nailed it succinctly, clearly, without all the bull crap. The guy's awesome.
Right. And that's, again, that's why I brought him on, brought him part of the, made him part of the family. Anyways, number one for 2024, our March 16th show. This was, in my opinion, our second best show ever. We had all five family members on the show. And unfortunately, Heather could only stay for
Vito
one segment.
What are you, Vito Corleone? What do you mean, like the family? What's going on over here? Yeah, get about it.
Charlie, we're family. We fight like brothers, like we're fighting right now.
Okay, but I didn't do it, okay? No snitch.
So I could... Right, we... Trust me, Walter wrote the book on that. Anyways, our March 16th show, we had the entire family on. Heather could only be on for one segment, but she actually destroyed Fannie Willis. We could have ended the show right then and there, and it would still have been one of our top three shows ever. Anyways, later, Walter, Michael, and the 75 Radio Spokesmile joined in the chaos when Mr. Yerke accused me of painting my nipples green. So it gets worse because in the middle of whatever I was talking about, Mike interrupted me, as usual, and asked, where did I put the shamrock? Since this is a family show, I try to say, well, I'm not going to answer this on these family airways. And Mike said, you answered my question. Mike, you still want to know where I put the shamrock?
I think we all know where you put the shamrock. And again, it was probably way too large for the task.
And I got to jump in here. Do you know that my daughter... in my front yard found a patch of four-leaf clovers. Swear to God. I didn't think they existed. But that's just out of left field. They actually exist.
Well, yeah.
Well, I'll send you one, bro.
We did not two green nipples in Pasadena.
No, the green
nipples. You can get by with a one-leaf... You can get by with a one-leaf clover.
I'll give you one leaf clover.
The milk, Walter. The green nipples. This sounds funny, man.
Walter, let me ask you this. You know I sit next to Danella at the party. Why would you ask if I was painting my nipples green?
Just wanted to see if you had your shirt on or not.
Well, yep. Did you? I mean, Scoop, stop beating around the bush. Did you paint your nipples green?
No, I did not paint my nipples green.
Okay. So in the bathroom, are the tampons green? Right now, currently where you're sitting.
He doesn't know. He ran out of quarters.
Are you guys done?
Now he's working on the condom machine.
We haven't gotten our answer. That's all I know. Kind of a pregnant pause, Scoop. What's going on? Did you paint your nipples green?
No, I didn't paint my nipples green.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
Why would I paint my nipples green?
It's a party, bro. It's a party. You paint your nipples green, make everybody happy.
No, they don't want to see my nipples green. Anyways.
Don't sell yourself short. It's not that people don't want to see your nipples green, man. They just don't want to see your nipples.
If he's not going to sell himself short, he'll put a dime in a he'll go to the 10-cent condom machine instead of the quarter machine.
That's right.
Are you guys done?
No, we're not done. Give us a minute to reload here, bro.
Well, we still got the top 10 insults coming up. Can I start with those?
It's your show.
That's next year.
All right. Well, anyways, the few people are still listening and not chuckling. For whatever reason, these three gentlemen and Danella like to have fun at my expense because they are jealous. They're jealous of my Fred Sanford house. They're jealous of my box of crap, as Mike says. And they're jealous of my dating life, which, you know, doesn't exist.
Hold on a minute. That's a whole bunch of stuff you just did. I'm not jealous of your Fred Sanford house because you don't own it.
This is true. Okay.
You're a renter. Yeah. So come on, man. Don't sell me out over here.
He's in a house that's paid for. It's just not his.
He's paying for it.
So see that? Look at that, Scoop. You're putting down charity, man. You're living in another guy's house calling it Fred Sanford. Come on, man. You're better than this.
Well, anyways, you guys are jealous. So can I do the top 10 insults that you guys throw my way?
If that makes you sleep at night, you go thinking that.
I would love the top 10 list. That's why I called in.
Okay, top 10 insults. Number one, Mike calls my car a box of crap. November the 30th, I got my car stolen in Southeast D.C. So in the middle of all this, he's got to call my car a box of crap. Anyways, we come back. We'll talk about that and the other 9 insults heading my way. This is 75 Radio on Libby News Radio Network.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
Attention collectors and savvy investors. We are excited to announce a momentous evolution in our journey. Introducing Free Water Coin Company, formerly known as Rust Coin and Gift. This rebranding takes us back to the very roots of where it all began, Free Water, Oregon. It's a tribute to the legacy of Al Rust and a celebration of 3 generations of dedication and excellence in the world of coins and precious gifts. Al, Brian, and Jake Rust, standing strong through 64 years of service. Discover a world of exceptional service at Free Water Coin Company, your premier destination for genuine, honest money and precious gifts. Under Brian's expert guidance, Free Water Coin Company, building on the legacy of Rust Coin and Gift, continues its tradition of trust and excellence. Visit us at our Provo, Utah location. Explore our treasures online at rustgoldandsilver.com or call us at 801-377-1574. Free Water Coin Company, where your future is built one honest coin at a time.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
All right, we are back. Scoop Stan is at the Chinese New Year's party of Bree Crenshaw, who killed it on October 10th. I am broadcasting live from the bathroom, according to the 3 gentlemen on the phone with me. Anyways, we're going over the top 10 events that these guys were very jealous of. Number 10 was Mike called my car a box of crap. Number 9, I was accused of mugging a homeless guy for a cheap box of wine. This was the Mike and Bree Crenshaw August the 10th show. Mike, what would possess you to say I mugged a homeless guy for a box of wine?
I believe we said you took the box of wine and the outfit he was wearing. That was the actual statement. And we have some pretty good evidence for this. You can go look at the pictures.
Okay. Number seven, I was accused of stalking Danella. This was Mike and Charlie on March 30th and October 26th. Charlie, what say you? Why would we say I stalk another member of the family?
Well, you know, let me start off here by this saying, I appreciate what you're doing, dude. I've known you a long time. Your car was always crap, but it was always available. You're a stand-up dude. You're a really stand-up dude. I appreciate that you're out there. I consider you a friend, a good friend. And all of this was just to make a funny show, but I want to salute you, and I want to salute what you've done in 2024, and I'll leave it at that. I think you're an excellent individual.
That has a crappy call.
Charlie, coming from you, that does mean a lot. I remember in 2023, you had Walter on the show, and you called me asking my opinion of the show, and that really, really meant a lot, especially coming from you, because I know you know a lot of people in this industry, in politics, and so forth. But just, you know, that's why we, you know, that's why you are part of this family. Anyway,
little bro man hug. It was important to me because, you know, Walter, on your advice, came on and dealt with me. And Walter, I appreciate that too, man. I appreciate all you guys. I really do.
Okay, can we continue?
Yeah, all your right. Car sucks.
All right, no comment about me stalking Danella because you texted me saying like, yeah, you're stalking Danella. It's like,
I'm not getting into it. I think it's fascinating, and I'm going to leave it at that. It's none of my business, bro.
All right. Now, moving right along. Oh, boy. The painted toenails. Walter, Mike, and Gary Burr, September 14th. Walter decided to send me a picture of a woman's foot. So, as a gag, I sent it to Mike and Gary, and they both said, yep, it's definitely my foot. Well, what made you possessed you to send that picture to me?
Well, it was you. You know, you dropping your phone. You drop your phone and you snap the picture.
So I sent it to you, and I dropped the phone, the picture snapped, and just happened to text it to you, right?
Yeah.
Answer it, Scoop. Was that your foot? Was that your foot?
I just figured he wanted it in public. That's all.
Yeah, you brought it up. Was that your foot? Yes or no? For the love of God, let's just end this now. Was that your foot or not?
Negative. It was not my foot. Mike can attest to that.
Mystery solved.
Anyways. All right, number
five. I'm pretty
sure
that was your foot.
All right. It was, wasn't it?
It was. It was his foot.
Number five. I made a joke. I was at a doing the show live from a nudist colony, and Mike accused me of shrinkage, October 19th. Mike, were you there with me?
No, I didn't have to be, but the fact that I didn't hear anybody in the background running and screaming meant that that was in fact true. So.
Yeah, they were all laughing.
Exactly. I was trying to be nice.
Anyways, number four. Oh, boy. Hitting on a lesbian, Walter and Bree, August 10th. I was talking to a young lady at a place she used to hang out at and really, really getting into her. I thought she was into me. And it turns out she is a lesbian. Charlie, what say you about me hitting on a lesbian?
Well, who the hell doesn't?
Right. Thank you. Mike, anything?
Most guys walk away with her. Most guys walk away with
her. I mean, I'm a lesbian, for God's sakes.
Okay. All right.
Think about
number
it. Think about that.
Yep, we all like
dicks. Yeah, so okay. Is Rosie O'Donnell.
I mean, I get the point of view. You know what I'm saying, gentlemen?
Right.
I agree. Point of view. Yeah. Gorgeous. All right, female body is gorgeous.
Yep. Number three, looking for love at nursing homes. This is by Walter Yerkew, November the 16th and December the 21st. Why would I go to nursing homes to look for a female companionship?
Go look in the mirror.
Mike, any comments?
I can answer this one. So, my personal theory is the restraining order from the hospital keeping you out of the coma ward is why you had to switch gears to the nursing home.
Oh, yeah, and by the way, a little bit of bad eyesight goes a long way for you, Scoop.
The difference between him being in a coma ward and being in a nursing home is you can hear the teeth hit the floor.
Oh, boy. Slam. Boom, bada boom.
Anyway,
when he's in the coma ward, we know he's at the coma ward because we hear bedpans hitting. We hear the bedpans hitting the floor.
Hey, I bet in the coma ward he went to Scrabble. You know what I'm saying?
All right. We only got a couple minutes left. Number two.
The only one greater than Andy in the Coma Award.
All right, come on. All right, ha, ha, ha. All right, let's keep it moving. Number two.
What, all of a sudden you don't like it? What's going on here?
We'll say that's an offer. No, come on, we only got a couple minutes left. Number two, Walter accused me of having green nipples, and Danella verified the story March 16th. We talked about that long enough. And number one, Mike Rickbrandt accused me of wearing a sequin or bedazzled G-string at Bree Crenshaw's pool party the entire summer of 2024 and our November 16th show. Mike, what's up with that?
It's your thing, bro. I'm not hating on you. You like, you know, bedazzled thongs. Listen, do you, bro. It's all good. You know, Bree confirmed that one for us, so, you know.
Nice.
You know, apparently, man, the family jewels are a little bit cheap.
Costume jewelry.
Costume jewelry. What say you?
Well, do you have anything to add?
Well, you know, they bedazzle your juice string while you were wearing it.
Manscaped. I'm dying.
Well, that was 2024 in a nutshell, and this is the start of 2025. God help me.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I just got a visual. I'm not dying anymore. I'm vomiting.
Somebody's going to have to go over the cassette tonight.
Like I said before, the three of you gentlemen and Gary are just very, very jealous. That's why you make fun of me.
Totally, bro. Totally. I don't got a fake diamond hammock, and I don't have a gay car.
Hey, Charlie,
but
you like
the funny
this?
Thing about the gay car is they should have been glad they stole it, but he went looking for it.
And are we radio edited? Because this is crazy.
No,
nope. Is funny.
This is going out live.
Okay, well, I take it all back. You're an upstanding gentleman. By the way, you know that stir, the turnkey, the you know, the guy working the prison that got killed?
Yeah.
I'm sorry to his family. I really am. That was Christmas. That was fucking... Right. Oh, I'm sorry. That was Christmas.
Right.
Man.
Well, I'm sure before he went to the hole, he probably got his comeuppance. He got some jealous justice, but anyways. But
one hope.
Guys, right. But despite the fact you guys just made fun of me for the past 58 minutes... I do love you, each and every one of you. I love Gary. I love the First Ladies of Radio. And because of you, I am, well, Scoop Stanton. So anyways, all right, for Walter Yerkew, Mike Rickbrandt, and Charlie LaDuff, this is one beat up Scoop Stanton. Reminding you, you can make a difference. And go out and make it. See you next week, everybody.
This is James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.